This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Do you know what I just heard? Anything that begins in that way is something that you should be very careful listening to, and certainly never speak those words if you are going to describe or to discuss another person outside them being with you. Don't ever be a gossiper. Don't ever be a backbiter. Don't eat the flesh of other people. And that's how Allah describes it in the Quran. أَيُحِبُّ أَحَدُكُمْ أَن يَأْكُلَ لَحْمَ أَخِيهِ مَيْتًا. In Surah Al-Hujurat, would any of you like to eat the carrion, the dead flesh of their brother? Would you like to consume another person? SubhanAllah, what a repulsive thought. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has set for us this important social status of not speaking about people in a way that they would not like if they're not there to defend themselves and speak and return in the conversation their own thoughts on it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala condemns those who carry namima, who carry tales from one group to the other. The Prophet ﷺ said, لَا يَدْخُلِ الْجَنَّةَ النَّمَّامِ. The one who carries a story from one group to another group to make them have arguments with each other, that person will not find it easy to enter Jannah. The Prophet ﷺ said that there is a punishment in the grave until the day of judgment for the one who gossips about people, who says, do you know what I heard? Do you know what I said? But don't tell them, you know what she did? You know what she said? You know what they did? And gives you somebody else's story, somebody else's truth. And the Prophet ﷺ said about al-ghiba, ذِكْرُكَ أَخَاكَ بِمَا يَكْرَهُ, that when you speak about someone in a way that they would not like, that is backbiting if they're not there to defend themselves. So a man said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, awa in kana fi akhi ma aqul. What if I'm saying is the truth? I'm just telling you the truth. I'm describing an event. It's the truth. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, in kana fihi faqad ikhtabta. If it is the truth, that is ghiba, that is backbiting, because you're not supposed to lie. وَإِن لَمْ يَكُنْ فِيهِ, if it is in the truth, it's an additional sin, because it is buhtan, فَقَدْ بَحَتَّ, you have fraudulently slandered him. May Allah protect us from al-ghiba, wal-namima, wal-buhtan. May Allah protect us from backbiting, sharing the news between people to make them war and angry with each other. And may Allah protect us from slandering and lying and speaking untruths about other people where they don't have an opportunity to set the record straight. Why is this really important? It's an incredible transgression to carry stories of other people to others. The Prophet ﷺ said, كَفَى بِالْمَرْءِ كَذِبًا أَنْ يُحَدِّثْ بِكُلِّ مَا سَمِعَ. It's enough of a forgery and a lie to describe everything one hears to other people. You should not be that type of person who forwards every WhatsApp message. You shouldn't be the type of person who shares fake news, who's a person who's in everybody else's business, who's the point source and the information source of the community and of other people. Nobody wants to be true friends with someone that talks to them about other people, because in their mind, they know eventually you're going to betray them and talk about them. Be careful not to be the one who spreads. And don't ever be the one who sits there and enjoys and listens. And when anybody comes and says to you, hey, do you want to know what I heard? Do you want to know what I found out? Say, actually, I don't. And step away from that. Save yourself the heartache and the trouble that's going to come, because eventually comes out that that person ratted on others, shared news that wasn't true, that that person is giving other people's information in a way, and it's going to cause a drama that you want no part of it. And it is a transgression against the sunnah and the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.